Gila from London asks, I'm writing after listening to your answer on posting 398 about the subject of the wife working to support her husband and learning. From what I understood, it seems that it takes an amazing and committed wife to take it upon herself to support her husband in learning, and that's a very great schus. However, I have two questions on this. Does it not state in the ksuba that it is the husband's responsibility to support the wife? Whilst I'm sure it is very worthy for a woman to support her husband in learning, is this still not saying that it is really on the husband's shoulders to support the wife? Yes, definitely is the husband's responsibility. However, if a woman chooses to want to support her husband so he can learn Torah, as you said, that is a tremendous schus. Two, I can really understand that after a couple get married, the wife works and supports her husband in learning. But what happens when they amutz Hashem have children? Isn't it the woman's responsibility to look after the children and run the house, be a constant example for the children? So how can she go and work? What happens to the children? Who looks after them? Is the husband's learning really more important? Surely these two roles are just as important as each other. At this point, is it not the male's responsibility to bring in the money? And if they really want to have this learning, then maybe their answer is to compromise on some materialistic things and make do with less kashmias. These questions are really bothering me at the moment, so I really welcome an answer. Thank you very much for this amazing website. I really appreciate the help and advice that you give to all of us. Thank you for the chizuk. And a woman's responsibility is to raise her children, but she doesn't have to be in the house 24 hours a day. Women have other pursuits, chesed and things like that, even if they're not working. So a woman has to balance out her need to work, whether it's to support her husband in learning or it's because she has that need to do something and to get out of the house sometimes, and to balance that with her responsibility of raising her children. Who will take care of the children is also an issue that has to be investigated to see how positive or negative it may be. And to weigh all these points, both with the importance of the husband learning too, to see how one can fulfill all of them in the best possible way. And what you said, that they should compromise on materialistic things and make do with less gashmias, that most certainly is a positive thing if they want to balance out all these things and the husband learn, the wife work minimally, and take care of the children predominantly, then for sure they're going to have a very modest lifestyle, which is most certainly a very positive thing, especially for people who are dedicated to Torah learning.